I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Richard, and Richard is a 75-year-old male patient who is being treated by physical therapy. In educating a patient with COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, about managing exacerbations at home, what advice should the physical therapist emphasize as most important? So let's go down to the answer choices. We have A, use of an incentive spirometer every 2 hours while awake. B, maintenance of a high protein, low carbohydrate diet. C, participation in daily moderate intensity aerobic exercise. And D is keeping the home environment well ventilated and free of irritants. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. Y'all, I'm so excited about this one. We had an incredible boot camp this past weekend. We were going through tips and tricks related to test taking strategies and skills and all of those things. And what I want to do with this question today is I really want to break this thing down and get it to the point where if you see a question like this, that you're able to answer it with certainty. And for those of you who tune in at the end of the episode, I do have a cheat sheet to help you learn this content better. Does that sound good? All right, absolutely free. We'll talk about it towards the end. Let's jump into it. So we have Richard, who is a 75-year-old male patient who's being treated by physical therapy. I'll stop there just for a moment. 75-year-old, we're taking into account the demographics. This can be very helpful when we're selecting interventions. It can also be very helpful when we're selecting like the pathology that's present. Of course, the question did all the work for us there. We already know the pathology, which we'll see in the second sentence. But keep in mind, we have a 75-year-old male patient being treated in physical therapy. Now it says, in educating a patient with COPD, all right, and for those of you unfamiliar with this or haven't listened to previous episodes on COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is what that really stands for. And this is more of an obstructive condition where the person is having difficulty getting the air out, all right? One of the popular ones here is emphysema. You'll also hear about things like chronic bronchitis being fit underneath this umbrella as well, all right? So just thinking about from that perspective, this person is having difficulty getting the air out. Now, it does say about managing exacerbations at home. So we're educating a patient with COPD about managing exacerbations at home. What advice should the physical therapist emphasize as most important? So keeping this in mind, you know, there's some really important contextual clues that they give here. They do say managing exacerbations. They do say the physical therapist should emphasize as most important. So these are all things that we need to think about as we're selecting our answer with certainty. All right, well, let's go down to the answer choice for those of you on the podcast. It says A, use of an incentive spirometer every 2 hours while awake. Okay. B, maintenance of a high protein, low carbohydrate diet. C, participation in daily moderate intensity aerobic exercise. And D is keeping the home environment well ventilated and free of irritants. All right, so let's go through this. We're going to knock this one down, baby. Woo! I'm excited. All right, let's go with A. So I see quite a few of you had selected A. So let's kind of dive into this one, okay? Use of an incentive spirometer every 2 hours while awake. I'm not sure what your thought process is on this one, but from my side, I'm like, yes, this is a beneficial tool that could be used for lung function, oftentimes in the hospital or those types of things. It's used to prevent things like pneumonia. However, this is more of a general respiratory intervention rather than an important strategy for managing exacerbations, right? So if I was given a question, hey, what is the best way to manage exacerbations at home? I would not use an incentive spirometer for that. If it had said, oh, the person's at risk for pneumonia, or we're trying to keep the lungs inflated, the patient's at risk for lung collapse, then an incentive spirometer would be something that I would tend to use. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get A out. Let's take a look at B. B says maintenance of high protein, low carbohydrate diet. All right. So a few people selected this one here. Again, I like this answer. This is where the NPTE can trick a lot of people because they're putting stuff in here that it's like, yeah, I would do that. I would want to have the patient have a high protein, low carbohydrate diet. That's potentially something, right? That you would maybe emphasize if they have a dietitian that emphasized that, then you would want to emphasize that, right? But here's the thing. This specific dietary advice does not address the prevention of exacerbations. The other piece is I don't know anything about this person's diet or what has been recommended to them by their physician or dietitian or whoever. So it's kind of off base here. I'm going to go ahead and put an X next to this one. Let's take a look at C. C says participation in daily moderate intensity aerobic exercise. How many of y'all selected this one? You might be on the treadmill right now, pushing weights right now. So you really like this answer. Again, it's something that I'm like, yeah, I would do that. But does it truly answer the question? And I would say no. Because the aerobic, moderate intensity aerobic exercise can help improve endurance, respiratory muscle strength, but it's not directly addressing environmental irritants. It's not directly addressing management of exacerbations of this condition. Does that make sense? So hold on a minute. Let's solidify this. Let's take a look at D. D says, keeping the home environment well ventilated and free of irritants. I really like this answer. I know it could be a little on the vague side, but check this out. It's the only answer that truly directly addresses the key aspect of managing COPD exacerbations. The rest of them just don't do that. They may be great things to do and even things that you would do for the patient, but do not actually address the problem. And so when it comes down to the NPTE, what happens to a lot of us is we go into this exam, okay, and we're going through the questions and we're going through it fast because we're under time and all of that. And we end up selecting an answer that's correct in the context of, yes, you would do that, but it doesn't truly address the question. This is one of the tricks the NPTE uses. All right. So final answer here is actually D as in dog, keeping the home environment well ventilated and free of irritants. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. Congratulations to those of you who learned something today, baby. Go ahead and say, yeah, baby, out loud. Okay, now check this out. This is very important. What I did was I created a cheat sheet for you with pulmonary interventions that if I was taking the NPTE, I definitely would know these. Great thing is it takes less than 5 minutes for you to review the cheat sheet that I made for this. Cool. All you have to do is go into the show notes here in Spotify, iTunes, wherever, and then the link is in there. So go ahead and click that and you can get that free cheat sheet. All right. Now, I will say this. There are some of you who are listening to this episode, and maybe you got this question right, maybe you didn't. At the end of the day, that doesn't matter. What matters is getting these types of questions right consistently in the future. So if you find yourself looking at this or any other type of question, and maybe you feel tricked by the question, maybe you get down to the final two, don't know which one to pick, and you're always finding yourself selecting the wrong one. If that is you, this is a problem that could be solved. We do this all the time for people. And actually, that's the reason why we had our practice question boot camp this past weekend. So if you want to learn more about tips and tricks on how you pass the NPTE, even if you have the exam coming up just in a couple weeks from now, there's stuff that you could do to implement to raise your score dramatically. So what's the first step that you need to take? Join me over in my free private Facebook group. I'll be there live this upcoming Monday, dropping tips and tricks on how you can destroy your MPTE. Sounds good? All right. Go to www.mptegroup.com and we'll get you in there. And I would love the opportunity to meet you. All right. Again, go into the show notes. I got the link there for the cheat sheet. Click that. I also got the link for our free private Facebook group. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.